Good afternoon, Jeffrey Combs, President and Founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Just getting dialed in here for the More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. Welcome, everyone. It's my unequivocal privilege and pleasure to be your host today. Facebook Live. Good afternoon, Glenn. Good to connect with you. Becky, good to see you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Eric Marina. I am here in the Golden Mastermind Seminars and Studio. Taking a deep breath and having a big release. So I'm letting everyone come on here. We're going to go ahead and get started on the Facebook Live More Heart Than Talent Mindset Live today. I've been hosting this live for about a year and a half at 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. This originally used to be a 10:30 Eastern Standard Time live conference call for years, and then about a year and a half ago, we moved it to what it is here today at 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time from an hour call to 1.5 hour. The call today, or the Facebook Live today, is on the topic for today's call is acceptance of self. And what does that actually mean? It means that I am good enough. That's the first situation that it means. It means I'm able to accept. That's the first process of letting go, is being able to accept, then forgive, then gratitude, and then the action portion of the transformation. So an acceptance of self, it means you're able to separate your feelings from the past, of the events that you used to hold on to that kept you not feeling good enough, to where you no longer the mind-body connection to those events. Mind-body connection. It means that your body doesn't hold on to the events that create anxiety. So if you are sitting in my audience and I ask you a question, there's a high probability, if you haven't coached with me or haven't spent quality time with me, that your body will cross one of your legs and you go into fight or flight. And in that question that I ask you, you go, and this happens very frequently to people from all walks of life. That's what a mind-body connection is. If you have a sinus headache, it's typically not because you have hay fever or because there's pollen in the air. It's usually in the mind-body world, it's someone that's close to you that you're irritated with. And so it creates decongestion, or it creates congestion in the sinus nasal passages. And then the histamines get blocked. And so because you're all stopped up, typically from repressed, which means anger that's not resolved, that you don't remember, don't understand, that you hold on to. And as you begin to separate feelings from events, that means that that's what letting go is, that you can let go of being not good enough. You can let go of dropping out of school. You can let go of being an accident in a child. You can let go of not being the golden child in a family. You can let go of not graduating from college. Any multitude of situations, you are no longer the mind-body connection, recreating events to fulfill a set of feelings. Money consciousness also is going to be a direct reflection of what you let go of. I'd really like to hire you, but I have to run that by my husband. I'd really like to hire you, but I don't have the money. I'd really like to hire you, but I hear this every day, 7 days a week. So it means that you want to be comfortable understanding people's objections so that you're not personalizing it, turning it into a rejection. And I have to run this by my husband. I'd really like to hire you, but. I mean, I've heard this in the hundreds of thousands of times. No one's rejecting me. They're coming up with qualified reasons why they won't let go. And if they don't let go, it's not my responsibility to hold on to them. So as you move into this higher state of awareness, higher state of consciousness, as you start to have tone in your voice, as you start to become the man and woman that you are capable of becoming, then you are delivering it. That's what it means. It's like an amen. It's like, I am here. I am declaring it. I am defining it. I am good enough. But when you're like this and you hold on and you're scared and you're worried and you're nervous, I mean, so many of my clients have leads sitting right there. They'll have leads sitting right there, but they won't call them because they don't want to hear a no. They don't want to handle an objection. They don't want to make a mistake. They don't want to get in trouble. This is what so many people do, is they avoid what they perceive to be confrontation. At 3 o'clock this afternoon, I have back-to-back calls. There's a high probability that the people I'm going to call will come up with a set of whatever they come up with. And it will be my responsibility to understand, is this an objection or is this someone who's a qualified buyer? And the more you understand cause and effect, meaning why people do what they do, and the less you personalize it, then you become self. That is you. And that means you become the best person that you can possibly be, and you begin to be and stay that person. Because you separate your feelings from the past, you look over the anxiety about the future, and it keeps you right here focused in the now, in the present. I'm here, I'm now. I'm no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. We have some awesome clients on here today. We have Teresa Humphreys, Jay Little, Beth Devine, Colleen Sable-Olitsky. A lot of old clients here, so welcome. I see a couple of new people. Sylvia Swider, welcome. Jay Little, welcome to the call today. Now, what many people do is they live in denial, meaning that they don't know why they do what they do. They don't understand it. They keep doing the same thing over, and they try and make sense of it. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? Does that make sense? Well, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that an addict stays an addict. An addict will do what an addict always does because an addict always wants a little more. Being addicted to emotions, to a set of feelings that we keep perpetuating over and over, to recreate a situation that's familiar is what an addict does. An addict in recovery, or someone who's moved into sobriety, emotional sobriety, and is in a detox situation, is someone who starts to separate their feelings from the events. Now, just last night, I did a liver gall cleanse, and so it's a very common cleanse. It's grapefruit, olive oil, and then it's Epsom salt. I've been doing them for 20 years. So I like to do a couple a year, and so that creates a lot of release of bacteria, stuffed up emotions, repressed feelings. The bile duct gets cleaned out. I mean, this is a couple of organs, but the liver is typically where we store anger. And being a recovery anger addict, I mean, there's still repressed stuff, feelings that I hold on to, and it's just such a relief and release to be able to pass gallstones out and be able to let go of repressed stuff feelings. And the more we let go, the more space we create in allow space. And it's that allow space that you begin to change who and what you attract. You will attract your reality, people, and situations to fulfill a set of feelings that you hold on to, that you're emotionally addicted to, or you'll attract to your reality, people, and situations to a set of consciousness that you now moved into. When you move into awareness, understand, and you know, when you know, I know. When you know, and when you're able to say, I am me and I am free, well, now you'll attract at a higher level of frequency, more quality, like-minded collaborators, people you can collaborate with, vendors, contractors, real estate investors, teammates, soulmate, attorneys, accountants, people you can have in your influence that can create great service for you and great value for you. And then you can do the same thing. You can reciprocate. You can attract your reality, people in situations where you can create the win-win situations. Now, the next level, I mean, that's what me, I'm going to the next level. What is the next level is scaled energy. So for you to be self in scaled energy, so scaling energy means you're going up an emotional energy ladder at a cycles per second that are higher than most of society. Most of society operates between 100 to 180 cycles a second. That's how fast their energy moves. It's a very slow energy that most of society moves in. And in a relaxed body, you move above 180 cycles a second. You move into courage, and you start to move into the bottom of consciousness. Consciousness is understand. It's know. It's aware, it's trust, and it's belief. And in that state of energy, you're able to have conversations with people without creating stories. You're not worried about the outcome. You're not saying, I hope I don't offend someone. I hope I don't make a mistake. I hope I don't get in trouble. I don't want to get rejected. I don't want, I'm not good enough. When you hold on to this kind of content, not only do you hold on, but you're held back. So holding on to the past always also holds you back from being who you're capable of being. You can't be your best you when you're processing, thinking, analyzing, and holding on. Now, at my event this weekend, I'm going to go in here and find my whiteboard. And my whiteboard, this weekend, I hosted the most successful event I've ever participated in. Some of you will have the opportunity to attend the event in the future. It is called the Protégé Quantum Consciousness Event. It used to be called the Protégé Writer Speakers Workshop. And I've changed the content and the speakers to the event. TC Bradley is watching the content today. He attended he was one of the attendees and was the keynote speaker. So he's someone that I go back with 24 years. He absolutely delivered. So I used this word, I wrote this word on a whiteboard at the event, and I spent my morning, Friday morning, covering this content. I was a keynote speaker Friday. I had five other speakers for a two-day event, an exceptional event. So here's the word I wrote on the board, preoccupied. So there's the word, preoccupied. That's what preoccupied. This is what a large percent of the population does, is they stay in their head preoccupied with events that have happened in the past and preoccupied with events that might happen in the future. That's what processing, thinking, and analyzing is. That keeps you in your lower self. Now your higher self, that's you. That's the you that you are capable of becoming. That's the six-figure yearly income earner. That's the seven-figure yearly income earner. That's the six-figure monthly income earner that you have the potential to become, provided you let go, master a set of skills and a vocation that you can monetize, and then you learn how to create the leverage that will create the compounded effect that will attract the money and the people to you so you can live a good life free of guilt without feeling selfish. Now, if you can release your guilt and not worry about how people are going to perceive you, and you can let go of someone might think I'm selfish, if you can let go of all feelings associated with guilt and selfishness, and you can move into your higher self, your best you in that state, you'll start to change who and what you attract. But if you barely get by, if you're a noble struggler, if you're just tiptoeing through life, crawling to your grave safely, well, that's not living the good life. The good life is you having optimum health, you having relationships in your life that are empowering, and you being able to create transactions and commerce and free enterprise where you become compensated with the free market will bear. And that's not that difficult to create, but the difficulty comes for most people in letting go of their story and letting go of the events that shape their feelings. Now, as you begin to let go and separate your feelings from these events, then your energy shifts, your energy changes. I had someone recently say to me, sent me a message, says, I take you up on your 20-minute coaching service, but I might hire you. Oh, like, whoa, what would happen if you did that? I mean, unfortunately, that's how people communicate with themselves. They talk in riddles. They overwhelm themselves. They talk about a lot of the future situations that never really happens, and they talk themselves completely out of the person that they could become. When you are actually free of your past and not holding on to the future, that's preoccupation. And you're here and you're now. That's a relaxed focus. In 2011, I attracted four women who hired me in a 120-day period. And I started coaching them all in that time frame. I started coaching them all in the fall of 2011. Over a four-year period, those four women became seven-figure income earners in their specific network marketing and direct sales company. That could be you. None of them were superstars. Their coach was, that was me. I've coached 12,000 clients, 60,000 hours one-on-one. I've coached a few people who've gone on to become millionaires. And if you want to be one of them, then at least reach out and do the 20-minute call. I see so many of you are afraid to reach out and do the 20-minute call because of the story you hold, because how preoccupied you are with me, the story that you think I'm going to do, or the money you don't have, or the story you hold on to, which keeps you from attracting people like me. And if you continue to hold on to these stories, then you get what you get. As you begin to let go of the cause, those are the events. That's what we focus on in my 2.5-day event. Events shape feelings, and this is what happens. Events shape a feeling, and then they create an identity. And in that identity, a set of neurons come together, and they form a feeling. And then these feelings that linger, we hold on to these feelings, and we recreate these same situations over and over to fulfill these feelings. Now, when you let go, what you're doing is you're separating your feelings from those events. And when you move into consciousness, now you're elevating self. You're becoming self. You're becoming I am me and I am free. You're becoming your best self. This changes your emotional reflexes. You're able to operate much quicker. You're able to respond rather than react. Most of society, when asked a question, reacts. They go into fight or flight. When you are relaxed, in a relaxed body, you're able to respond from who you are. Not worried about making a mistake, getting in trouble, saying the wrong thing, but being right here, right now. I have many clients that I've coached that have storage lockers. And what they keep in storage lockers are stuff they can't let go of. And then they pay rent on this stuff they can't let go of. And then eventually they might get around to it a few years later after they paid $300 or $400 or $500 a month for several years, up to $600,000 a year for the stuff they can't hold on to. And after they coach with me, they realize that they've been holding on to this stuff for years, upwards of $6,000 a year that they're holding on to, of this stuff that has no value. And that's typically what we also do. We hold on to a lot of emotions and a lot of feelings based on a lot of events that have no value. And then we devalue ourselves and we're not our best self. And as you begin to let go, I mean really let go, I mean letting go is separation from feelings as events. As you move into yourself, that's an energy that says, I am me and I am free. As you're able to bring it, deliver it, be here, be now. And when someone says something to you that's unfavorable, you look at them, you don't make them wrong, you just walk away. And you don't feel like you got rejected, because in true humility, you cannot be humiliated. As you begin to let go and not hold on to rejection, abandonment, and you don't live in resentment, then you are absolutely in consciousness. So you can have communication and conversations with people, and you just move the conversation along, and you can determine, is this someone I want in my life? And I'll pass. And you can keep going. Then you don't linger. You don't think about it. You're not worried about it. And then also you don't relapse back into familiar feelings, because you're no longer the mind-body connection to these events that shape your feelings. And when you are you and you are free, then you are elevating yourself to a place where there's no gaps and delays in your communication. So you sit down and type, you're able to type on command. You're not worried about what you're saying. You're not worried about what's going to happen when you hit the send button. You're able to be you and be free. And you can be diplomatic. You can be a good person. And you're not going to offend people unless you're offensive. You're only going to offend people if you're offensive. And that's what so many people don't understand. They're so worried about an outcome that hasn't happened that they can't be present. They're trying to figure it all out before they get there. They have to know all the answers. And when you're able to unequivocally let go, then you are you and you are free. Now, if you own a business and you're in free enterprise, then your dedicated blocks of time honing your skills and your craft, it's going to determine whether you're an amateur or a professional. Your communication style, the way you communicate, the way you articulate, the tone of your voice, the tone is 37% of how we connect. But if you're disconnected from your body and your brain and you're not one with, then you're going to be in fight or flight most of the time, holding on to anxiety, fear, and doubt. You have this tiny little voice because you were told to tone it down and you didn't want to get in trouble or make mistakes. Well, you're proving someone right. You're continuing to do it. So when you're able to just let go, I mean just let go, that means that I am no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape my feelings. I am not my past. I am me and I am free. When you are here and you're now, when you're present, then you can hear and you can listen. You can hear what's meant, not said. You're able to articulate what someone said to you. You're able to take a word out of that last sentence, put it in your next sentence, and move a conversation along. You can't do that when you think, process, and analyze. You can't possibly be your best self. When you're in denial, that means you're in a state, I don't know what happened in my past. I don't understand it. I mean, I had a really good childhood. I don't know why I'm $250,000 in credit card debt. I'm a really good person. This shouldn't happen to me. Well, it happened to you, Chief, because you're a chronic debtor. And you're using debt the same way someone uses alcohol. I mean, I encountered it every single day, a large percent of society in denial, and they're shocked when I start to break it down for them, why they do what they do. And if you want to let go, send me the 20-minute message or reach out to me. Stop holding on to, oh, I'll do it after the first of the year. Oh, I'm not ready for that. That's what many of you say. I'm not ready for that. I'm not ready for success. I'm not ready to let go. I have to do some more analytics. I have to keep processing, thinking, analyzing, getting ready, living in my lower self, tiptoeing quietly through life, being a noble struggler, waving the struggler's hit parade around me. That's what so many people do. They live in drama and chaos and perpetuate the same situation over and over. Jennifer Sparr said that she is improving on her tone unequivocally. She is. I coached her last night. Jennifer was in my event over the weekend. She was a last-minute attendee, and she is very grateful because she would have missed out on the life-changing transformational events, being in a circle of influence of 38 other enlightened souls having a human experience. And this is what oftentimes many of people do, is they talk themselves out of the very opportunities that would change their beliefs. And when you start to change your belief and you let go of what you've been holding on to, and so if you're in a bad relationship, a bad job, and you feel like you're being forced to see these people at the holidays and you don't really want to go, then don't. That would be denial. Get clear in your voice. Understand what your real truth is. Don't talk yourself into doing something you'll regret later. Be clear on the real outcome. Be clear on the answers. Speak the truth. Tell it. Say it. Deliver it instead of just holding on to this. Stop kissing other people's ass. People-pleasing. Stop worrying about other people's feelings and focus on you. And you don't worry about your feelings because worry is no value. Focus on you for once without feeling guilty or ashamed. Then when you're your best you, that's when you can really serve others. How can you serve others from codependence? Because you're not, because you're serving others. You're trying to seduce people in. You're deflecting from yourself, overcompensating for low self-esteem, trying to take care of others when you're not comfortable with yourself. And when you begin to let go, really let go, when you are letting go, then you are no longer that lower self that's in anxiety, fear, and doubt. When you're not in anxiety, fear, and doubt anymore, you've moved above courage, you moved into consciousness. That's understand, that's know, that's aware. I'm here, I'm now. I'm me, I'm free. When that's you, it's like this, it's an altar call. Universe, deliver. The universe will deliver because you've earned it. The universe will not deliver to you when you're half-assing your best you. It just doesn't happen like that. Now, you will have your share of victories and situations like this when the universe delivers because you're practicing the simple discipline one day at a time to be your best you. But you can't be your best you sporadically. You be your best you every day, and it's a responsibility, the ability to respond. And unfortunately, many people tell themselves they can't do that. They're so worried about what's going to happen tomorrow. They're so worried how they're going to be responsible tomorrow that they can't be responsible today, and they use that as their excuse to tiptoe quietly through life to arrive at their grave safely. Now, my name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. I host this Facebook Live every Tuesday at 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. On Monday, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and some Thursdays, I also do Facebook Lives at midnight Eastern Standard Time. That would be 12 p.m., baby. Yes, I am up. That is 9 o'clock Pacific Time, my time, that I occasionally do Facebook Lives. I will be doing a Facebook Live tonight on a topic to be determined. Now, I have hundreds of books in my library, so I oftentimes will look at a book title and go, that's my Facebook Live tonight. So I will be on tonight at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with the topic to be determined. Now, the rest of my day is going to be focused on a couple prospecting calls, and I have 6 more hours of one-on-one coaching. And if you have ever considered one-on-one coaching, and you're a first-time listener or watcher, and you've never accessed that, well, go right up to that messenger box and send me a message, and I will respond to you quickly. Or if you're a previous client, I have a 20-hour package where I will take some of the profit off of the top so you can coach with me into next year for 20 hours. So I'll let you know what that means when you contact me in Facebook Messenger. So I see you, Teresa Linville Meyer, who was my college. Teresa and I attended college at the same time on Northwest Missouri State University. So if you are a previous client and would like to considering rehiring me for next year, because I always have a about a two-month waiting list. So if you're considering hiring me or if you're a new client, contact me in Facebook Messenger for a free 20-minute, or if you're an existing client or previous client, contact me and I will let you know what my unique marketing proposition is if you're a former client. It is my unequivocal privilege and pleasure to be here with you mid-November 2019, delivering. So you're gonna see a renewed sense of energy with me going into the end of 2019 and 2020. I will be getting married November 30th, and honeymoon is December 24th, 5th, and 6th in beautiful Hawaii at the Ritz-Carlton. So look forward to a fabulous year of prosperity in 2020 with you. You have a great day. We want to find out